On the first day, we write it in Spanish, and then we go like this.
Uh-huh.
And then we write all the words in English.
And then what do we do?
And then we write pictures next to the words and then we write on the left the Spanish, mm-hmm. and then we draw on the right the English. And
why do we do the bridge?
So we can talk in both languages, and so we can write in different colors.
Oh, why do we write in different colors?
Because the different languages are in different colors. Like English is in purple and green is in Spanish.
Okay, and what kinds of things do we talk about during the bridge?
We talk about like social things.
Like what?
Like colors and people and also countries and states and other things.
Okay, and what do we learn about Spanish and English when we're doing the bridge?
Both of the languages can be really special, and there are a lot of cool words in them.
Okay.
And in Spanish, the letters make a lot more sense. Like, U makes its own name, and A kind of makes its own name, and a lot of other letters make their own name, too.
What about in English?
In English, they don't really make sense, because U sometimes makes the U sound. Mm-hmm. And sometimes two O's makes the U sound. And sometimes kids get confused between a big I and a big T because both of them have a line on the top.
So what do we compare? What do you notice about the words that we write in English and Spanish when we're doing the bridge?
Sometimes we write them with unexpected notices like altides and question marks and periods.
And what did you call those? Unexpected notices?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? Can you tell me a little more?
Like you notice them and you don't expect them to be there.
Why not?
Because you may not expect someone to write that, but then you notice that it's there.
Okay, and do you notice those things in English and in Spanish?
Yeah, when my brother writes words, sometimes he writes those things. And mm-hmm. when he writes in Spanish, he usually puts an altide on some of the letters.
Mm-hmm.
And when he writes in English and he's writing a mystery, he writes a question mark.
Mm. What are some things that are the same about English and Spanish?
Some of the letters make the same noises like L and T.
Mm-hmm.
T still makes a T sound,
mm-hmm.
and L still makes a L sound.
And what are some things that are different about English and Spanish?
Some of the words are really, really big, and some of the words are really, really small.
In Spanish?
Well, I'm saying in English, some words are really, really small, and in Spanish, some words are, like, really big, like estudios sociales. And also sap. Both of those words are different because one of them is way tinier and one of them is a lot bigger.
Why do you think that is?
Because sap is only spelled SAP, and estudios sociales has way more letters.